this is Space Gate here at the Kennedy Space Center. With my eyes, I can't take my eyes off Atlantis. She's just in front of me, and what a sight. But never mind Atlantis, just for one moment. Whooping and hollering. I think you should introduce yourself.
My name is Valerie Jaramillo. I'm the resident massage therapist here at the Kennedy Space Center. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
And so it's your job to massage the astronauts?
Yes, I've been very fortunate. It's been a long-time dream of mine to always work here at the Kennedy Space Center since I was a little girl growing up in Brooklyn, and I was able to realize that dream. I basically became a massage therapist to be able to massage the employees, but one of the bonuses was that I also got to massage the astronauts before they flew into space. Not all of them, but just the ones who wanted it.
So you really have a hands-on role. How long have you been working here?
I've been working here close to 11 years almost. I started here in 2002. So it's going to be about, 10 years, 11? So it's been a great experience. All the more reason why today is such a sad day for me, because I'm a real big space enthusiast, and it really hurts to see the shuttle coming to an end this way, because it still can fly many, many more times.
I mean, at the moment, there's kind of a great party atmosphere. You know, the sun is shining, there's a band playing. We've got an orbiter that's just come back from space, and, you know, everyone's taking pictures with it. But then if you stop and think about it, this morning was wheel stop. That was the end of the program. I mean, what's that going to mean for the people who are here today?
Well, the majority of the people that are probably here are a lot of the shuttle workers who work for USA. And so today is their last day. A lot of them are being laid off tomorrow. That's something they knew was coming. But yes, it's nice to run into people that you've worked with for so long. Some people have been here the whole time that the space shuttle program started. That's 30 years. So to say goodbye is not an easy thing, but they're doing the best they can. They're very resilient people, and I know that they'll be okay, because to know that they were building this program and they were successful for as long as they were, they'll be fine.
And how do you feel seeing Atlantis there, knowing she went flying in?
I was crying like a big baby, like I knew that I would. And it was very patriotic to see her coming down the road with the flag. That was a really nice touch that they did. And it's sad. You wish you could do something about it. You wish that the human population could say, wait a minute, stop. Let's think about this. Let's all put our heads together and make the right decision. But that was not to be, although I have a lot of respect for the people who did try to save the shuttle program, but it fell on deaf ears.
And what next for you? Will you be staying here, or are you one of the ones sadly leaving?
Well, fortunately, this is my own business. I'm a subcontractor, so I dictate the amount of income I make, so it really depends on me. So if I see that the business is really slow, I'm going to have to maybe pull out plan B from my back pocket. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. I've been very fortunate to be here for 10 years. I've run a successful business, and I hope, at least I know from my part, I'll give it 100% to do everything I can not to leave here.
Well, thank you ever so much for letting us share this day with you. It's really an honor to be here.
It was my pleasure, and I'm glad that you're here today. You were able to be a part of this, and people back home in London. So
yeah, well, I will share this every experience I've had. I will share it with as many people as I can, so that hopefully we can make sure that space stays on the map and we get more exciting projects like this funded.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.